Next in studio, we have Trace Collins, who has been working from home these past few months due to COVID. Hi, Trace, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, girls. How are you? Thanks very much for having me. So I'm Trace. I'm working up in a medical device company up in Galway. And like that, when that fateful day happened in March and we were all sent home, there was no difference in my company. The majority of us were sent home to work from home, and that was it.
Yeah, and so you've been working from home since then, and are you planning on going back?
Yeah, well, I'm probably one of the lucky ones in our company because I can, there's days that I need to go into the office and there's days that I don't. So when the initial lockdown happened, I did need to be in the office a good bit, but for the past maybe kind of 3 to 4 months now, I've started working from home pretty much full time. So I might go into the office maybe for a half day once every 2 weeks or something, but the majority of my work is all from home now.
So how do you feel your work environment has changed a lot?
Yeah, it definitely has. So besides the physical aspect of my working environment, so I'm not in the office, I don't have to get into the car every morning. I can kind of, you know, there's a lot of perks that I would say you get from working from home. Yeah. Like I can kind of cook a dinner every day for myself as opposed to having to bring packed lunches with me or go to the shop. There's no commute in the morning. I know some of my colleagues, one of the girls that I would be friendly with at work, she comes in from a place called Headford, which on a normal, maybe Saturday afternoon, it's about a 25-minute drive from Galway, but in the morning traffic, it can be over an hour in the morning and over an hour in the evening. So, you know, she's getting two hours of her life back every day, which is great.
Yeah.
I was very lucky. I'm very close to the office, so my commute wasn't that bad. But still, I don't mind not having to get up early, not having to have my hair looking great in the morning and putting my makeup on and getting dressed. You can wear taxi bottoms all the time now, so all of that is good too. So I'm not complaining. But the other side of that is obviously you don't have the day-to-day interaction. So I can't pop over to Michelle's desk or to John's desk and ask him a question. I have to set up a Skype call or set up a Teams call. Yeah. So because of that, your calendars get very full. You know, we set up all of our meetings online and your calendar becomes very full. Emails, I get about, I don't even know, I think I'm up on about maybe 200 emails a day that I would get, whereas maybe, you know, pre-COVID it could be 20 or 30.
Yeah.
So things like that. Communication is harder. So you have to try to manage that a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And do you find it harder to stay motivated?
No, I don't personally, because our company is quite fast-paced and quite dynamic. So I don't find it hard to stay motivated. Yeah. I initially thought in the beginning that I might, that what I was afraid of in the beginning was I would go, okay, I have 20 minutes between calls now, I'm just going to go and hoover the stairs or put on a wash. That's what I was kind of afraid of, that I mightn't be as, you know, focused, and because you do have those personal distractions around you where, you know, like, you know, tidy the kids' room or do something like that. But no, I haven't found that. I think it's probably taken a little while to settle into it, and yeah, I don't find it. I think it's okay now. I'm happy.
Yeah, so what platform did you use to communicate with your colleagues through lockdown?
Yeah, so apart from normal email, we use Microsoft Teams a lot. I don't know if you've heard of it.
We use that for school.
Do you? Yeah, and we use the same thing. So I find that really, really good.
Yeah, it's really effective.
And one application that we use now a lot is we have a lot of internal audits or external audits, where you would have to provide information to an auditor. And even Microsoft Teams actually has a little, I don't know what you call it, an application in Microsoft Teams where you can just, they put up all the requests and you just upload them there and then.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really handy. I really like it. And then, of course, people can turn their cameras off if they want to, or they can leave them on. And I don't know about school, but our manager tries to get us to turn our cameras on at least once a week for this call, just so we're physically, you know, there and are looking at each other.
And the
mics. And of course, you get that every so often. You're like, you're on mute. You know, I'd be talking away about some topic and then nobody would hear me.
No one would be replying.
Nobody would be replying. And every so often I log on to a call and everyone is dead silent. And sometimes my headphones, switching from Teams to Skype to Zoom, sometimes it can, you know, it doesn't connect. And I'm like, hello, is anyone there? Like, you know, so Teams, Zoom, we use Zoom a little bit. And Skype we used to use a lot, but we don't really use it as much anymore. It's kind of Teams now all the time, which is good.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of working from home?
The disadvantages is that communication issue. So it definitely is harder to get people, harder to track people down. And I know from, because sometimes we can be quite busy and I would possibly tend to put some, you know, I'd get an email or I'd get a message on Skype or on Teams and I'd go, okay, I'll deal with that. But then I forget about it. Or the same as that, I would have documents that I would need to approve. And whereas normally they're physical documents on my desk and I can just go through them. Now they're documents that are in my email. And yeah. I, you know what
sometimes
I mean?
You'd lose them or forget
you do,
about them.
You do. But then it's what I say is it's whoever needs me to approve something, it's their responsibility to make sure that I, you know, that they yeah. say to me, you know, remind me that it's there and vice versa. If I have a document that I need to approve or a report that I need to approve and I send it to my manager or one of my colleagues, it's my responsibility to go, I need this done.
Yeah.
But on the other side, the perks, I think there's a lot of perks. For me personally, hours can be quite long in the office. So yeah. working from home gives you huge flexibility. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I was definitely guilty of was not finishing on time. Working, you know, overtime in the office yeah. and being there in the evening. And like that, I have two small little kids and I have a great husband. I hope he's listening and I know he's really supportive and definitely helps a lot with pickups and drop-offs of the kids. Yeah. But since I started working from home, the two kids come in the door at 5 o'clock and there's nothing I can do. I have to stop working. I have to put the laptop down because otherwise my little boy, he's two and he, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Peppa Pig, but he loves Peppa Pig and there's yeah. a game that Mammy Pig plays on the computer called Happy Mrs. Chicken.
Oh.
And Alexander gets up in the and he starts hitting my laptop and he's like, Happy Mrs. Chicken, Happy Mrs. Chicken. So that makes me have to turn off the laptop and put it away and I physically have to stop working. So if I want to turn the laptop on again after bed, after they're gone to bed, then I can. But yeah. So that's a huge perk.
And do you miss working with your colleagues?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that's because like that, once you kind of, you know, get into the working world, you spend 8 hours a day with these people. They're your friends, you know yeah. what I mean? And they're who you talk to every day. So we do try to have like before and after meetings. We do try to have a little bit of chat and a little bit of, you know, catch up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely that's the one thing. You'd miss sitting down with people at lunch as well. Because like that, I sit at the kitchen table on my own with Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield every day having my lunch. And that's it. And they're my friends now. So yeah, you do miss the people, definitely.
And have you adapted to this new lifestyle?
I think I have. Now, the other thing is, long term, I hope I won't get sick of it. But yeah, definitely, I think I have. I suppose you do try to pull the perks out of it. And like that, there's zero traffic. I remember my husband and I were in Galway one day and there was a traffic jam and we were both nearly got excited. We were like, I haven't seen traffic in months, you know. And so the quiet roads are great. Yeah, I definitely think it's something. Yeah, well, I suppose this is it. This is the future now, isn't it? This yeah. is the way forward. We have to work like this. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your preferences? Would you rather be in work or...
I hope my boss isn't listening, but there's times I think I'll never go back to 5 days in office again. Yeah. I don't think we need to, like, you know, the company that I work for, they're great. They've provided me with a desk. It's actually a lovely desk that you can like rack up so you can stand at it, which is really good.
Yeah.
And they've provided me with everything. They've provided me with screens, with my, obviously my laptop. Everything I need is there. And we have adapted as a team, as a group, as a company, we've adapted to be able to work from home. So we have all electronic signatures. We have validated repositories for documentation storage. We have, you know, people at work who need to be there to if documents need to be printed. So I don't need to be in an office 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, 2 days going forward. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever, not that if the job required me to be in an office 5 days a week, then that's different. But
yeah.
You know, but
yeah, Teams and Skype and like Zoom are definitely the future.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, true.
I know it's very early days yet, but how do you think Christmas will turn out this year?
I know, I think about it a lot too. So like that, I have two smallies at home and Yeah, it's hard to know, isn't it? Sometimes I think of the Christmas party. I know you might be, well, I suppose everyone has Christmas parties, but I definitely look forward to our Christmas parties. I don't think there will be one. There might be some Zoom Christmas type event. The Galway market, the Christmas market is in Galway every year. I don't know. Maybe there'll be something. It won't be as big. I just hope that there isn't another lockdown and people are able to travel to their families for Christmas. That's all I really want. And if we get that, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And hopefully Santa will come too. A bit early to talk about it, but
So I think that's all we've time for today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, girls. You're doing a great job. Thanks very much.
So our sponsors again are James Nash and Dirk Kitchen Design.